Good evening. You are listening to CBS 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, December 1st, 2021. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Tonight on Live Talk Diaspora Forum, we are going to discuss about the announced measures, COVID-19 measures, the new variant Omicron, and the extra measures to deal with the COVID-19 variant announced last night by President Emmerson Mnangagwa, and how this will affect Zimbabweans in the diaspora who are planning to return home for the Christmas holidays.
And thank you so much for joining us. I would like to inform you, our listeners, that because of the coronavirus pandemic, we are not able to give you our usual show, and you will not be able to call in since we are broadcasting from our home.
First, the health ministry reported yesterday that one person died from COVID-19, while 399 others tested positive. As at 30 November 2021, Zimbabwe had 134,625 confirmed cases, including 128,747 recoveries and 4,707 deaths. To date, a total of 3,794,549 people have been vaccinated for the first dose, Chris.
Yes, and Jonga, the government has put in place new measures to deal with the threat of a fourth wave of COVID-19 infections driven by the new Omicron variant and complacency with returning residents and visitors to Zimbabwe undergoing mandatory quarantine upon entry. Curfew hours have also been extended from 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. and business hours enforced from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Wonguvadiwa vateere nevatariri, tinogamuchirai muchirongwa chedu chatinotarisa zviri kuitika munyika nemabatiro azvinoita vana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika. Nhasi tiri kutarisa nyaya yedenda reCOVID-19, tichitarisawo utachiwana hutsva hweOmicron uye matanho akatorwa kana kuti akaziviswa nezuro nemutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa ave kutorwa nehurumende muZimbabwe ekuti vana veZimbabwe vari kubva kunze kwenyika nevanenge vachishanyira Zimbabwe vachipinda munyika vange vachimanikidzwa kunge vachitora matest ePCR ekuti vange vachionekwa kuti vane utachiwana hweCOVID-19 here kana kuti havana, uye vanenge vachizogariswa kwavo voga inganzi pachirungu kwarantini vachizvibhadharira voga mari. Imatano aya tinonzwa kuti anobatawo zvakadii vana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika. Tinonzwa kuti vakawanda vanga vatogadzirira kuti vange vachienda kuZimbabwe kuzorore Kisimusi, pamwe chete nekunge vachinozororawo vari kumusha nehama. Kazhinji tinoziva kuti vanhu vanotozodzokera kumamisha dzimwe nguva munana January kana muna February chaimo vari muZimbabwe vakazorora. Saka ndo zvatoda kuti tinge tichikurukura nezvazvo nhasi uno, Chris.
Yekuvambe Jonga navalaleli, siyadibana njalo kuhlelo lwethu lweLive Talk Diaspora Forum, lapho-ke esixoxa lezizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwamanye amazwe. Namhlanje-ke kuhlelo lwethu sihlaziya udaba lokuqhamuka komkhakha we-coronavirus othiwa yona yi-Omicron. Umkhakha lo ubikwa ulobukhali kakhulu ukwedlula yonke imihlobo esike yabonakala emhlabeni jikelele. Siyazi-ke ukubana uSouth Africa, eleSouth Africa yilo eliveze ukubana kule gciwane leli umkhakha omutsha. Kodwa-ke amazwe omhlaba amaningi abikwa alalo leli gciwane kodwa abengakhulumi. iSouth Africa ithe ngokukhuluma nje kwahle kwathiwa ilizwe abantu abavele elizweni leSouth Africa labomakhelwane abagoqela iZimbabwe lamanye amazwe bengasali ugxovi kwamanye amazwe, okucunule kakhulu-ke wabuhulumende bamanye amazwe wona la abalisa leSouth Africa abathi bona hhayi lokhu sokulubani lululo. Yilo-ke udaba olumqoka isilalo. Sizakhangela kancinyane njalo lo daba lwamaphepha aweSouth Africa. Silabo-ke abazasincedisa-ke uhlaziya lezindaba, John.
Hongu Chris, regaitwe nokuti kuvadare vedu tiri kutanga kupinda naDr. Frank Guni, chitsvarwa cheZimbabwe, vari muno muWashington DC. Tinzwewo kuti vanoti pamusoro pematanho akaziviswa nezuro nemutungamiri wenyika Asi tisati tasvika ikoko, Dr. Guni, ndofunga mungatanga matsanangurira vanhu kuti chirwere ichochi checoronavirus kana kuti COVID-19 neutachiwana hutsva hwawanikwa iwo hwazvisvitsa kuti matanho ose atorwe pasi rose aya zvakamira sei. Ndofunga regai tikuite unmute. Taurai henyu, Dr. Guni.
Tingati utachiona hwemhando yeOmicron utachiona hwandengendesa pasi rese nekutyisa, nekuti zvatiri kuona ndezvekuti musiyano mukuru weutachiona uhwu nedzimwe mhando dzatagara tichiona dzinenge vana Delta, vana Beta nedzimwe ndewekuti iyi mhando iyi yeOmicron kana kuti B11529 iyi mhando yataona kuti yasanduka zvakanyanyisisa zvikuru kwazvo, kana kuti ine mamutations, tingati pachirungu ine mamutations akati wandei zvikuru kupfuura dzimwe mhando dzese dzatisati taona. Uye mamutations aya ari pamuviri pane mareceptors anobatira kumahuman cells. Ipapo tiri kuona mamutations anokwana gumi neanoraudzira. Tozotarisawo zvakare pacrown pamusoro apa tiri kuona kuti ipapo pane mamutation anopfuura makumi matatu, kana kuti kusanduka kunopfuura 30 mutations. Zvese izvozvo zvinotiratidza kuti utachiona hwasanduka hune hukasha hwakati wandei, uye chatiri kunyanya kutyira kana kuti tiri kunyanya kutyirwa nenyanzvi nezveutano zvinhu zviviri. Chekutanga ndechekuti tinotyira kuti utachiona hunekuda kwesanduko yahwakaita hunogona kunzvenga dziviriro kana kuti simba ragara riripo rinounzwa nenhomba dziripo pari zvino, kana kuti there is a fear yekuti these mutations may evade the current strength or immunity generated by the current vaccines. Ndochekutanga.
Ndoda musati maenderera mberi, Dr. Guni. Ndoda kuti mukumbire mungwadi just mushini wenyu, nokuti tiri kuona chiso chakadimurwa nepakati. Vanhu vanozoti hako muri kutaura nenyanzvi ipi hamusi kuda kutirakidza. Dai kuri kuti makavharika kumuromo taita iva vane maski, zvino muri kuvharwa kumeso kumaziso zvichienda. Zvimwe chete nevatinawo zvakare pascreen, gadziridzai mushini wenyu kuitira kuti munge muchizoonekwa zvinobuda. Chris, enderera henyu Dr. Guni mberi, modi muradeni Chris wozotaura nemumwe munyarikano wedu watina. Taura izvenyu.
Chechipiri ndechekuti tinotya kuti utachiona uhwu sezvatiri kuona huri kubata kunyanya vanhu vasina kunge vambobayiwa nhomba, asi huri kubatawo zvakare vanhu vakatobayiwa nechekare, vakabayiwa nhomba dzagara dziripo. Saka zvinotirakidza kuti utachiona uhwu hunogona kunge huine hukasha hwakati simbei, uye pari kutariswa zvekare kuti kusanduka kwahwakaita kana kuti mamutations aripo aya haagone here kukonzera kuti utachiona huve nyore kuti kutapurirana, kana kuti iwo utachiona these mutations may cause easy transmission of the virus. Saka ndo zvinhu zviviri zviri kutyirwa izvozvo. Uye zvechitatu ndechekuti utachiona uhwu tiri kuona kuti hwakatekeshera pasi rese. Hongu vazhinji ngada kungoti nditi padiki padimbu, vazhinji vari kunzwa kuti utachiona hwakatanga kuonekwa kuSouth Africa nekuBotswana, asi hazvireve kuti ndokwa hwakatangira. Sezvatinoziva, taakutoziva kuti utachiona uhwu hwanga huri kuEurope husati hwamboonekwa kuAfrica, zvinoreva kuti hwakatotekeshera pasi rese, hwakazara kunyika dzakawanda, vana Britain, vana Belgium huriko. Zvinorevawo kuti takatarisa nyika yedu yeZimbabwe, kunyange tisati tava neumbo hwekuti pane munhu ati awanikwa muZimbabwe ane utachiona uhwu zvakati tsvikiti, zvinotipa mukana wekuti tifungidzire kuti kana muZimbabwe hutorimo. Saka danho ratorwa nehurumende rinotibatsira kuti tizive kuti zviri kuitwa nehurumende zvinhu zvakanaka zvikuru kwazvo, nekuti in the short term kana kuti munguva pfupi inoteera, chinhu chakakosha kuti tisarambe tichiwedzera kana kuti tichivandudza kuparadzirwa kweutachiona, asi kuti tidzikise midzi pamabasa agara achiitwa ekubaya vanhu nhomba vese vanga vasati vabayiwa vaya.
Maita basa. Ndoda kuti in 30 seconds mundipindure tisati taenda kune mumwe, nekuti mataura nyaya yekuti utachiona husati hwaonekwa muSouth Africa hwanga hwaonekwa kuna naEurope. Chii chakaita kuti nyika dzekuEurope dzisazivisa pasi rose kuti dzawana utachiona ihwohwo sezvakaitwa neSouth Africa? Zvakuita kuti akunga Africa ichipanishwa nenyaya iyoyo.
Awa chekutanga chekuti ingade kubudira vanhu pachena ndechekuti utachiona kunyange wakatanga kuonekwa kuna na Europe vanga asati vaziya kuti inew variant vanga vari kumashure pano inonzi genomic testing sequencing yokunyatsoongorora kuti wakasiyana papi newanga wagara huripo iye zvinezvi vaakudzokera kumashure vachitarisa vanhu vavakatesta vachitarisa seramu yevanhu vakatestwa kudhara nguva yapfuura kuti vaone kuti utachiona hwanga huriko here ende ndozvatiri kuona kuzveshuwa hwanga wagara huriko asi kuti vanga vasati vanyatsokuziva kuti ndeimwe mhando nokuti vanga vari kumashure tichienzanisa nenyika yesouth africa nebotswana.
Thank you so much. Maita basa Dr. Guni. Chris, tina babu wati nao pa churongwa. Ndofunga wa chingamizi.
Yeah. Balaleli lapo besisi zwage uto gotela Frank Guni. Uti yena umkaka we coronavirus oko na gatesi. Ulo bukali, ulo pindwe katatu 30 times. Okute nselu kuti batebo na bekangela babu nukubana uvele lukhona lolubhubhane emazweni amanye awe-Europe ayisiko ukuthi kubonakale eBotswana yiko kuqale khona le-South Africa hatshi ye kodwa-ke ukakathesi sengamukela-ke umnumzana Innocent Ndibali ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo umnumzana ye ingani inetako ingani yabaleka kancane ye ungasitshela ukhona kona kathesi
mina okwakhathesi ngobulawayo.
Okay. Ye njengomuntu ovele kwelebhilitane wena uze kuthiwani ngodaba lolo lokuthi nxa uvele emazweni wona la waqanjiweyo oZimbabwe labanye wena ubone njani amanyathelo athethweyo lubandlululo yini olwenziwe ngamazwe afana le-America le-Europe?
Ye lubandlululo kakhulu olwenzakale esukwanani nje ezidlulileyo ukuthi besitophe ama-flight avela kusadak lubandlululo i-racism sibili ele-concern phakathi ngoba i-South Africa kumbe iBotswana akutsho ukuthi umkhuhlane lo kumbe ilocozin i-variant le kade isuka e-South Africa kumbe eBotswana i-variant le kukhanye ngalivele kade ikhona kobo-Britain lakobo-America lakobo-Belgium so ukuthi bemise ama-flights avela kumbe eZimbabwe kumbe avela e-South Africa kumbe eBotswana eMalawi eZambia yinto embi kakhulu abayenzileyo but ngibona ngani labo bakubona sebeyangekile kodwa vele i-west vele ihlezi ile-racism.
Thank you so much. Dr. Guni, now when we look at this new variant, would you say the rate of transmission is different from what was already there? If you have a mask and you are sanitized, do you think you will still stand a chance against this variant?
Oh, let me be very clear. We know that masks do work. Social distancing works. So in the presence of masks and social distancing, the basic public health practices, we believe that these will be effective in reducing transmission, if not stopping transmission in uninfected populations. However, we are very worried because we are seeing large numbers of young people getting infected. If you look at Gauteng in South Africa, even in European countries, majority of the people who are presenting with this new Omicron variant are people who have not been vaccinated. This speaks volumes. This also calls upon nations to ramp up mass vaccinations so that all people who are eligible for vaccinations do get vaccinations. When it comes to the virulence or its capacity to transmit faster or much more easily, that's a case that is still being studied. We know that for people who are already vaccinated, their chances of catching this virus are less compared to unvaccinated populations. But we also know that for people who are already vaccinated or who have received their two or three doses, we know that the disease burden or the severity of illness is much lower than for people who have not been vaccinated. So it goes back to the same basic public health messaging and practices. We need to increase surveillance. We need to ensure that there is adequate mitigation measures and ensure that all eligible people are vaccinated globally. This is the only way we can stop further mutations and further spread of the COVID-19 variants.
Okay, thank you so much. Mr. Juru, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, Mr. Juru, you're in South Africa, the country that let the cat out of the bag. Can you tell us what the situation is like following the revelation that there is this new variant?
Yeah, the situation is scary. Even 2 days ago, when the president addressed the nation, we all thought he was going to close the country, but brave enough, he did not put South Africa into a death step for one. But this is scary. But I would like to correct Dr. Nguni there when he says vaccinated people, there's less vaccinated people getting infected by this new variant. I think vaccinated people are those who are more scared about the virus, and those that same group doesn't normally move out of their homes. They try by all means to stick to regulation. So those people don't get infected easily, not because they are vaccinated, but just because they are law-abiding citizens.
Mm-hmm. Can I respond?
Thank you so much,
Mr. Gani.
But how is the situation like when it comes to monitoring? Are they now strictly enforcing the COVID regulations?
Not really. You know, right now I'm at the shopping center. If I can turn my camera, you can see that people are not even putting these masks. I think people are relaxing too much. People are no longer following these regulations. I think it's one of the things that might cause this virus to spread more. Because people are no longer, even when you are getting into the shop, no one is monitoring to see if you have used this sanitizer. And, you know, people are just putting this mask there incorrectly. No one is monitoring that. So I think we're going to face a very, very serious situation come end of December.
So sad. Dr. Nyashan, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Yes, Dr. Nyashanu, what do you think of the new variant? Do you think the information that we are getting is adequate? Because we are being told that it's very dangerous, more dangerous than the other variants that are there and so forth. What is it that you can tell our listeners about the strength of this variant?
Oh, so first of all, I want to correct the last speaker and actually consolidate what Dr. Nguni has said. For those people who are vaccinated, yes, they are contracting the virus, but they are showing mild symptoms. And that is what Dr. Nguni has said, which is very correct. Not that they are law-abiding citizens. They are being infected, but it is mild. So going forward, this is a virus which is still under investigation, but there are early data does not confirm a lot of things. So they are still in the process. But because of its mutations, it is thought that it might be of a very high strength, but that has not yet been proven because they are still collecting data, and there is also the belief that it can spread faster than the other viruses that were in existence. Yes, so we are still waiting for data to come in. So what is very important, like what Dr. Nguni has said, is also to consolidate the practices that we have always been preaching in public health, that people should respect social distancing, they should cover their faces, they should also make sure that they sanitize the environments where they are living, and also when they touch surfaces which are used by the public, they make sure that they sanitize their hands or wash their hands using the right chemicals. But looking at this, there is quite a lot of decisions that have been taken by different governments across the world after having heard about this. And just like what Dr. Guni has said, this there is evidence that this virus didn't start in South Africa because of the data that is now coming in. It was only first discovered in South Africa, so they declared that to the world. And South Africa is now looking as though it is being punished, which is not right, and even banning flights from Southern Africa as a whole. It's something that has not gone down well, not only with human rights activists and with us like academics as well. We don't feel that is the best way of treating a nation that is sharing information that is meant to save the globe. So there is still some information that needs to be confirmed. There is still some work that is going on. But the most important aspects are to continue with all that has been said to make sure that people are protected from the virus. And when it comes to quarantining people, quarantine is very important and good. I feel that it should be done when people have got the capacity to do so. Do not let quarantine be a point where people are going to get the virus. And make sure that when you are quarantining people, they are going to go in a secluded area, an area that is also going to prevent others from danger or grooming that virus. So I've always been against a 10-day quarantine, even here in the United Kingdom, saying that what is the incubation period of the virus. So if you test a person after 2 days and they are negative, why do you keep them for the next 10 days or 8 days and you test them again and they are negative? And this is where I see public health being mixed with political decisions, which makes it very difficult for people to have a one direction of thought in the world. And people are now divided and falling out. And there's a lot of stigmatization which is being thrown around, making all the face of fighting the virus very ugly.
Thank you so much.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Christine mumwe mudare ndofunga usatowa taura zvavo kuda kutaura timbovanzwa kuti vanoti wozongozviita sama pamwe chete.
I'm frozen, Jonga. I don't know if you can hear me.
Yes, I can hear you. Okay. Can Chris ask kutinzwa? Regai tinzwe.
No, I can hear you.
Yes.
I can hear you, but my picture is frozen. That's
okay, go ahead, go ahead. Taura,
okay, Christine, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Yes,
how are you?
I'm fine, sir. Yes, Mr. Ngube, you are in South Africa. We hear that Gauteng province, the numbers are going up almost on a daily basis. What do you see? What do you think could be the reason? Is it this Omicron or there are other reasons that you see contributing to these numbers?
I generally think that what is actually contributing to the rising numbers is that there has been a time when there has been some relaxation. People have like forgotten that there is an infectious disease pandemic or disaster. So people were now not putting on their masks, ignoring social distancing and other preventive healthy protocols. And even the enforcement and compliance issues had been ignored. So that has allowed this variant to actually spread like a bushfire, I think.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so
but, much. Mr. Ncube, the fact that the government of Zimbabwe came up with these new measures to try and curb the spread of the variant and also COVID-19, how is this going to affect Zimbabweans, especially those from South Africa? We know most of Zimbabweans in South Africa, they go home for holidays.
Yes, in fact, it is actually a double disaster. Because what this says is that the government of Zimbabwe doesn't actually care much about its citizens. If you check what they will require, you get in there, you are tested, you are paying, and then they will tell you that you must be quarantined, even if you were found not to be infected. You can see that this is a government that is used to muzzling the freedom of people. It would like to see its citizens being saved. Because if you actually calculate the number of days, somebody will have to get to the border there and be quarantined until they've got to get out of the country. This is very worrying. Look at this racism thing. I don't agree with my fellow guests here who are saying that it's racism for the Western world to close the border. If our government is doing that, how is it different from Europe closing us out? Because I think even the closing out of Europe is actually far much better than the way strict protocols have been placed on Zimbabweans. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ncube. Let me go to Dr. Mavaza. Dr. Mavaza is a ZANU-PF member based in the United Kingdom. I saw him shaking his head in disagreement to what Mr. Ncube said. Go ahead, Dr. Mavaza.
Thank you, Jonga. And actually, I wanted to say, you see, Mr. Ncube is seriously mistaken. I'm sure probably we can excuse him because he does not understand what is happening worldwide. Even here in England, people who are to come in from wherever, they will be quarantined for 10 days and at your own cost. And this is happening all over. It's not the Zimbabwean culture. It's not the government of Zimbabwe muzzling its people. It is the condition we have. What we must understand is this new Omicron variant, as Dr. Nyashan had said, nobody had mastered it very well. Nobody understands it much. They are still studying more about it. But the reality of the matter is that everything which you can do to protect people can be used. That's why they are saying we have to use the masks, we have to isolate, we have to quarantine. And again, they are saying you need to be vaccinated. They are not saying this vaccination can protect you from the Omicron variant. They are saying it can protect you. Rather, it can work as a shock absorber. The symptoms or the effects of the disease of the variant might be less severe than those who are not vaccinated. And there's no country which is saying the vaccination protects you from COVID. It doesn't. People with vaccinations are getting sick again. But the effects of the sickness is completely different. So the new variants of the viruses are expected to occur in every health science situation. But taking measures to reduce these infections is prerogative of the government. It does not entail that people are being oppressed by such a doing. So in other words, when Zimbabwe, or rather when the president yesterday slapped Zimbabwe with some more restrictions, if I look at these restrictions, they are literally the copycat of the restrictions here in the UK. In other words, our health advisors in Zimbabwe, they've looked at what others in other countries are doing. So, and then they followed them. Why? Because if we follow what is being done in UK, America, and Canada, we are better off following them because they are more advanced in identifying the variant before we do. So, in other words, when that happens, it's fine. But however, I do agree with Dr. Ncube and Dr. Moff there to say the speed at which the Western world banned the flights from Southern Africa,
actually, we cannot say racism, but that the panic, it's discriminatory. They discriminate us, it's wrong, and this is not on the health grounds. It's entirely on discrimination grounds. Because here in England, there are more than 15 people, 18 people by today, who have been found to have this variant. Zimbabwe has none. South Africa had only, are there 10 now? But the highest number so far is in England. But they are the ones punishing others and letting others go. And so in other words, the measures we use by closing the borders is not always effective. But of course, yes, it is prohibitory. It is, in a way, trying to prohibit you from traveling, because in traveling, that's where you get this variant. But in short, I would say, yes, people have been asked to be tested. I don't know, my colleague, is it Mr. Ncube, who said this will take 2 days. I don't know about 2 days. What I've read and what I've understood is the period is between 8 to 10 days, but not for this variant, for the other variant. So they are simply measuring this variant with the same spectacle they've used on the others until proper evidence has come out to show what exactly is causing this and what has happened. But what we know and we understand is that this variant, its mutation is faster than the other variants. And again, the vaccine breakthrough of infections, they were certain, but they did not sort out for this one. They sorted out others like Delta and other variants. So now they have to look again for this variant. So in other words, we are likely to have a lifetime of having boosters and boosters. And yes, we cannot avoid it. If it can help us, it's better to die trying than die crying. So yes, there is no politics in this game now. It is entirely public health, and we have to help each other, help the government, so that we can fight these variants.
Thank you so much, Dr. Mavaza. Before we go to Dr. Nyashanu, I think Mr. Ncube needs to respond to that. Mr. Ncube.
Thank you very much. I thank you, my colleague who has actually said something. He is saying that we are emulating the countries that are abroad. But at the same time, we accuse them of being racist when they are closing. I do not understand that. And you cannot separate politics from disasters, because you'll find that right now, the political narrative is that this is a discrimination. And you can see that there is a lot of scapegoating that goes with that. And the democracy is being muzzled. A lot of countries now, they are actually preferring to appear like they are dealing with a disaster while they are also muzzling democracy. I tell you, there is less freedom in Zimbabwe than there has ever been. There is less freedom in South Africa than there has ever been. I suppose there is less freedom in the UK than there has ever been. So we cannot ignore that. What we need to do is to say to our administrators of our countries, to say they should be mindful. If they are placing these protocols, they should ensure that there is a balance between the respect for human rights and also the breakage of human rights, as it were. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Dr. Mavaza, ndaona muchizunza musoro, tisaenda kuna Dr. Guni.
Thank you so much. I just wanted to say in quick response, dambudziko riripo nderekuti tikangofunga kuti chinhu chese chaitika ipolitics, then we are running into a serious problem. I did not say Zimbabwe is emulating. The word emulate is your own imagination. I simply say Zimbabwe is looking at what those countries with the capacity of testing and identifying the variants have done. And it is that, looking at them, which is giving them a lesson to say, if they are doing this, I think our advisors are correct to say, let us do the same until we know exactly what is the problem. Until we know how this thing can be contained, there is nothing wrong in trying any measure which would protect you, protect your everybody. And again, we need to understand that if you've got a person in your household with a weakened immune system and or underlying medical condition or an older adult, it is very good, and they are not fully vaccinated, it is very good that you take protective measures to protect them and protect yourself and protect your children again, because again, even children are contracting COVID. So we need to protect everybody around us. We are all duty bound, and we have got a duty to our relatives, our friends, our neighbors, and our country. Let's forget politics. Let's look at the health problem.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Regai tinzwe kuna Dr. Guni, kuti Dr. Guni, munoona sei nyaya iri mudariro iyi? Kune vari kuti zviri kuitwa izvi kutyora kodzero dzevanhu, vamwe vari kutaura kuti aiwa kudzivirira denda kana kuti chidambudziko rabata pasi rose, kwete Zimbabwe chete.
Regai nditi, it's an inherent responsibility yenyika yese yese to protect its citizens. And zviri kuitwa neZimbabwe hazvina kusiyana nezviri kuitwa nedzimwe nyika dzese dzakabudirira, kusanganisira neAmerica kuno kuva kutodimanda kuti kutanga kupera kwesvondo rino. Kana uchipinda muno muAmerica unofanira kuitwa PCR testing wasvika paairport, zvisinei nokuti wakatestwa nezuro kwawakabva. Iyi inyaya yakakosha zvikuru kwazvo yakatorwa neZimbabwe. Chandingangopaka mubvunzo ndozvamboda kuitwa pointed out naDr. Nyashandu zvekuti kana munhu achipinda muZimbabwe seari kupindawo mune imwe nyika, kana akaitwa PCR test within 24-48 hours prior to entering Zimbabwe, muka akatestwa nePCR achipinda muZimbabwe, there is no need yokuramba muchimita quarantine kana ari negative. Regai ndijekese kuti sei ndiri kudaro. Ndiri kudaro nekuti PCR test ndiyo gold standard inotarisa kuti munhu ane utachiona here, as compared to antibody or antigen test. Mamwe matests anotarisa kuti iwewe semunhu wakugadzira here masoja ekurwisana neutachiona. So that's the difference. If you do an antigen test, munhu even munhu akanzi negative hazvirevi kuti haana utachiona. But if you do a PCR test, zvinoreva kuti you are now pinpointing kuti ane utachiona here kana kuti haana. So if a person is coming into your country, if they have been tested through a PCR test outside or prior to entering your country, when they enter your country at your border point, test them again using a PCR. If they are negative, then you should advise them to limit their movements when they get home, but not put them in a quarantine center. There's no need for that. Because more than likely, if they go to a quarantine center where there is inadequate seclusion, those people are likely to get infected there from cross-contamination with other people who might be caring, or even the people manning these quarantine centers. So if we are saying let's use PCR at port of entry, then that's a good enough standard. And you can see kunoku America vatotanga kuti even if you were tested in Britain the day before, when you get here, they would demand a PCR test. If your PCR test is negative, then the advice is go to your home and limit your movements for a few days until we are sure that you're okay. But the PCR pinpoints, kuti are you carrying the virus or not? So there is no need to extend. I did not research how to work with the cost and so forth, but it's necessary to protect Zimbabweans for people who are coming in, because we don't know what else you may be carrying. It's not just COVID, which is a communicable disease. There could be other infections that you might be carrying, and we need to be conscious of that. And I think overall, the government of Zimbabwe's intention is to protect Zimbabweans from further exposure while ramping up our own testing capability and ensuring that everyone who is supposed to get vaccinated gets the vaccines. And like I alluded to before, we are seeing large numbers of young people getting infected all over, especially more so in South Africa. But so this is an opportunity for Zimbabwe to look at the age group that is not yet vaccinated and encourage everyone who is eligible to be vaccinated. That's very important. Coming to the point of stopping flights, there is no question that the Europeans, especially Britain and followed by the European Union, they did not consider real science, because in the long term, banning flights does not work. It does not work in stopping pandemics, because once again, the pandemic is already in Britain. It's already in almost all countries in Europe. So by stopping countries from Southern Africa, they are not really preventing these infections from spreading because they are already spreading there. What's important is to ensure that people who are coming into Europe, just like people coming into Africa, you test them using the most appropriate test. If the test says the person is negative, then you let them be. But if the test says the person is positive, then, of course, you need to seclude them. You need to prevent them from mixing with the rest of the population. That's very important. And I think what we needed to clarify that. And the problem, what I'm seeing here is some of our activists, people, are now bringing unnecessary politics and unnecessary, you know, challenges about democracy, human rights, and all this. It's a human right for every Zimbabwean to be protected by their state, just like in any other country. It's not a human right to allow people who are carrying infectious diseases to come in and spread the infectious diseases to everyone else. Just like we are saying, yes, in some countries, for example, here in the US, there are some people who are saying, I don't want to be vaccinated, it's my right. But it's not your right to go out in public. Because once you are in public, you are now infringing on the rights of other people who want to stay away from these infections. If you don't want to be vaccinated, stay in your house, don't go out. Because the moment you mix out with everyone else, you create the potential of getting infected and then passing on that infection to other people. So I think we must separate the issues of activism and so forth with the issues of life and death and issues that are very important to public health.
Yes, but Dr. Guni, you are also at the same time questioning the wisdom of quarantining people, but at the same time saying it's not an issue
for business. No, I'm not questioning the wisdom. I'm clarifying that where quarantine is required is when you do antigen or antibody tests, because antibody tests do not prove that you don't have the virus. They simply check whether or not a human being is now producing antibodies to fight an infection. Those are inadequate tests because they don't tell us whether you are carrying not just Omicron, but any other variant of this virus. If you do a PCR, PCR pinpoints whether or not you are carrying the virus. If you do a PCR test at the airport and the person is negative, the advice should be go home, stay in your home, don't go out in public and mix with other people. But don't take a person who is tested negative for a PCR test to ZESA training center where there are 20 or 200 other people who might actually be carrying the virus over there. Because, I wanted to clarify that. Quarantine is very important when you are sure that this person is contagious or is infectious and they carry the risk of transmitting their infection to other people. It's very important. We know that there are limitations, even here in the US. The reason why we are lagging behind is we have not been able to follow through every case. But now that we know there is a much more increased danger or potential danger there, it's very important that we ensure that at every port of entry, our people are tested using the most standard gold standard PCR test. But we also know that some people might try to evade. So to answer your question, Mr. Gandhi, I'm clarifying that where we are not able to do PCR, it's important that we quarantine those people. But if we can do PCR tests that come out negative, then there's no need to prolong keeping people in quarantine centers.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Ngun, what's your take? Should we separate activism and what's going on?
Those are inseparable. And I don't think there is anyone who is an activist here. We are discussing facts. I hear Mr. Guni talking about the flight that should not be banked from South Africa to other countries. But he also says that you should close people so that people are safe. I suppose if the UK is saying no flights from South Africa to there, they are protecting their citizens. I'm agreed to say citizens should be protected. But now, if you look at ours, they are like they are the strictest ones than the ones that we are complaining about in Europe. Because a flight also can spread the virus. But if the flight is closed, we are complaining. But we are praising our government for being the strictest also on the other side. So that's where I do not understand, Mr. Wood. And the other thing is, I support speaking for political parties, because we are not on affiliations, political parties. We are talking about the pandemic and how to deal with the pandemic. You can never dispute that a pandemic can be politicized. It can affect the cultures of people. For example, the way we are even burying people now. I'm not saying the government will be totally wrong, but I'm saying we should advise our government to also consider other aspects. We should have a people-centered approach rather than a medical-centered approach only. That's where my argument is. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you so much. Dr. Nyashanwa, I see you are
Yes, I think is Mr. The last speaker was Mr.
Ngube.
Mr. Ngube. I think there, Mr. Ngube, we are almost talking the same things. What Dr. Guni is saying actually resonates with me as well. We are criticizing this quarantine of quarantining people who have had a PCR test when it happens in Africa and when it happens in Europe. Yesterday I was here, I criticized that people should not be quarantined after taking a PCR test, as rightly as Dr. Guni has actually explained. That should be differentiated when you just take a general test, where they will need to establish. Quarantine is a very good system of also preventing diseases, but that should be considered using public health rules, regulations, and also evidence-based information. And do not mix that with politics, where what we have seen happening, the banning of flights from Southern Africa. And even what is happening in Southern Africa, the governments there trying also to quarantine people who have taken a PCR test. So we are standing here as academic and public health, proponents of freedom, but the freedom that should be protecting everybody. That should not be a freedom that is being pushed on political lines. And it is very important that politicians do ask those who have got the craft literacy and craft competence in making decisions about what we are experiencing, rather than making it based on their school of thought. So I'm saying that we are actually saying the same things, but all what we are criticizing is to do this thing from a political perspective, not really from this group, but from those that are in the echelons of power.
Okay, thank you so much. Dr. Mavaza, what's your take on all this, especially when we look at the politicization of this issue? Your microphone is muted. Jonga, can you unmute him?
No, I was by mute.
Now he's on mute too.
You are also on mute, Jonga.
Oh, so inini, okay.
Yeah, now we can hear you. So can you unmute Dr. Mavaza?
No, he's not on mute.
But he can't be heard.
I don't know. Okay, regaendwa biset tozo tiva zoke zvakare tone. Because I was by mute. Meanwhile, Tombo vunza vaguni vatsanangure nerurimi rwaamai. Tiri kuona Dr. Guni nyaya yekusungwa kwaitwa mitemo yeCOVID-19 nehurumende. Vakawanda vari kutya kuti zvichavatadzisa kuita zvinhu zvavanga vajaira kuita muupenyu, nokuti kutoona kuti nguva chaidzo dzekuti vanhu vanga vachifamba dzadzorwa kubva panguva iyi yekuti vanenge vachitanga curfew na10 yaakutanga na9. Mabasa achitarisirwa kuti vanga achivhara zvikuru vezvitoro vanga vachivhara na7 manheru. Kana kuti ndingati vamwe vachivhara na5, vamwe vachivhara na7. Vazhinji vari kuona kuti nguva yacho yatarwa iyi hainyatsopa vanhu mukana wekuti vange vachifamba kuenda kumba, tichitarisa mafambiro anoita vanhu muZimbabwe.
handingazive zvangu pakufamba apa, asi in general tingati matanho atorwa nehurumende matanho akakosha uye akanaka atinotokurudzira kunyaya yeutano, nekuti tinoziva kuti kunyaya nyaya dzataurwa nehurumende dzekuti kumabhawa kuvharwe vanhu vasanwira vawapese pese, nekuti tinoziva kuti in general even pasina COVID kana vanhu vachinwa vachitandara ndokunobva mabehaviors ari kwese nebo ikoko. Saka zvinhu zvakakosha kuti hurumende ilimite mabasa akaita saiwayo. Tikatarisa vanhu vari kuchema chema nyayo kuti nzendo dzavo dzaakuzogurwa and so forth, wongu vane zvichemo zvinonzikwa, asi kana takatarisa dambudziko ratiinaro tinoona sekuti zvaitwa nehurumende zvinhu zvakanaka uye zvinhu zvinotetwa nedzimwe hurumende dzepasi rese. Chinhu chakakosha kuti hurumende idzike mitemo kana kuti itore matanho ekuti vanhu vanenge vachipinda munyika vaongororwe, vaonekwe kuti havana utachiona hunogona kuzopinza nyika yese mudambudziko here. Kunyange zvandambotaura muchirungu kuti kana munhu akatestwa achibva kwaari kubva, tomboti munhu ari kubva kusouth africa akatestwa zvechokwadi nepcr test akanzi haana utachiona, paanopinda muzimbabwe akatestwa zvekare pangava paairport pangava paborder ripi akatestwa nepcr akanzi ari negative, munhu iyeye kurudziro yatinoda kupa hurumende ndeyekuti ngaanzi ngaaende kumba anogara kumba kwake asinganyanyi kufamba munzvimbo dzinosangana vanhu vakawanda. Ndokurudziro yatinopa, asi kana munhu akaitwa antigen kana kuti antibody test, munhu iye anofanira kuendeswa kuquarantine, anofanira kutochengetedzwa, asingafani kusangana nevamwe vanhu vese kusvika tava nechokwadi kuti haana utachiona hunoramba huchipararira. Regai ndipatsanure kuti vanhu vanzwisise kuti musiyano weantigen kana antibody post test nepcr ndeupi. Antigen kana kuti antibody test inotarisa kuti iwewe semunhu wakugadzira here masoja ekurwisa utachiona, asi izvi zvinotora nguva, zvinogona kutora mazuva ano kana kusvika kana gumi, mune vamwe vanhu vashoma shoma vanogona kuraudzira kupfuura gumi. Ndosaka muri kunzwa kuti kwaranda inofanira kuitwa mazuva 7 kana gumi. Ndo antigen test. PCR inotarisa kuti wakatotakura utachiona wacho here ipapo. So muenzaniso, munhu anogona kutestwa nese atestwa kusouth africa okwira ndege, ari mundege anogona kusangana nemunhu ane utachiona akatakura utachiona. Saka paunoitwa PCR testing inofanira kukutaridza kuti unahwo here utachiona kana kuti hauna. Chandingakurudzira hurumende yeZimbabwe sedzimwe hurumende ndedzekuti ngavatowedzera maPCR testing kits panzvimbo dzese dzekupinda munyika, uye vaongorere munhu wese kana vanhu vasingade kutestwa ngavarege zvavo kuenda, nekuti hatingarege dambudziko richipinda mumba isu tichiziva kuti tinokwanisa kuridzivirira sei. Saka zvakaitwa nehurumende zvinhu zvakakosha zvatinokurudzira chaizvo uye tinozvitenda. Tinodawo kutaura kuti ndofunga semaonero atiri kuita, these are temporary measures kusvika tava neumbo hwakakwana hune udzamu hwekuti utachiona hweomicron huri kupararira sei. Zvinezvi tiri mubishi kutarisa kuongorora kuti hunotransmita zviri easily easier than mamwe mavarians here, uye hunogona kunzvenga here nhomba dzatiinadzo kana kuti mavaccines agara aripo. Kana tazova neumbo humbowo huchabuda in the next 2 to 6 weeks, ndopatinyatsokuziva neumbo hwakati tsvikiti kuti tinyatsokuziva kuti utachiona huri kupararira sei. Tava ipapo tinodaira kuti hurumende yeZimbabwe sedzimwe hurumende dzichaita revise zvisungo zvati zvaiswa pari zvino.
Thank you so much Dr. Guni, tinotenda zvikuru. Regai tinzwe kuna Dr. Mavaza vanga vave kutaura paya, mishini ndo kubva yaita mabiri bobi. Dr. Mavaza, taurai zve.
Thank you. Kupindura mubvunzo wagande chekutanga ndechekuti ndinobvumirana na Dr. Nyashanu na Dr. Guni. Nyaya iripo haisi nyaya yematongerwo enyika. Kune vazhinji vari kuda kungoti chese changoitika vochisa into politics. Saka iyi nyaya iri apa inyaya yekuchengetedza utano hwevanhu, utano hwemhuri yako, utano hwenyika. Zvotanga newe nemhuri yako zvopfuurira kuenda kunyika yose. Saka matanho apiwa, inini ndinoagirawo zvakare kuti kana kuti hurumende ichiti mashops avakuvhurwa na 6 kuseni ovharwa na 9, kubva aibvura na 10 tane 1 hour less. In other words, it's just a way yekudiscourage vanhu kuenda kumashops kwacho, vachiziva kuti ndinozokasika kuenda kumba. Saka kana usina reason yekuenda kumashops gara kumba. Saka this one kuita curfew haidzivirire chirwere, asi inodzivirira pfungwa dzako kuti usaone kana usanzwe wakasununguka kuenda mutaundi uchiziva kuti ndichakasika kudzoka ndingazoshaya transport. Saka matambudziko anokonzerwa nekupinda muguta nekukasika kudzoka aya anoita kuti uzvigadzirire wega ukasike usaende kana pasati konzere chekuenda. Saka in other words, you have to go when it's necessary. So yes, I agree with people kuti ma curfew nemamwe ma restrictions ari kuitwa iwo eka haabatsire kudzivirira chirwere, asi anobatsira pfungwa dzako kuti uve nemufungo wakasiyana pakuenda pakaungana vanhu, ukafunga kuti patiri kuungana tichapfeka maski zuva rese, unotisadaka iroti zvinokosha here kuti nge ndiripo, obva aita se waregedza kuenda. Saka tikanzwisisa yanga iri kutaurwa yaDr Nguni, kana kuti iya inonzi polymerase chain reaction, kana kuti PCR test, ukawanikwa usina chirwere, shuwa andione chikonzero chekuti uende unovharirwa kwakavharirwa vamwe. And pane yatingati discrimination iri kuitwa nehurumende isiri kuzviona, nekuti munhu anenge ane mari yake anoenda kuhotera yaanoda unogara ikoko kusvika mazuva ake apfuura, asina mari yake akuenda kubombera. Saka ari anokasika kubatwa nechirwere munhu akagara kubombera, haana kubatwa because aenda kubombera, abatwa because haana mari yekuenda kusiri kubombera. Saka hurumende inofanira kuti kana yafunga kuchengetedza vanhu ngavaise kumahotera izvi, kana yafunga kuti haina mari yekumahotera ngavatsvege marestrictions ekuti kana uchinge usina chirwere obvumidzwa kuenda kumba, asi ozvichengetedza uri kumba, ukabatwa wabuda.
Thank you, Dr. Mavaza. Ndozva kuti mune zvekutaura zvakawanda, asi nguva dzedu dzadyana kwasara maminitsi maviri. Ndodangoisa mubvunzo, mundipe 30 seconds tizodaidza vamwe vadare vataurewo. Hazvisi kuzokonzeresa here kuti pazoita vanopinda muZimbabwe zviri kunze kwemutemo, atingati maillegal crossings?
Aiwa, vane ndopane dambudziko, zvinofanira kuti tiimprove our border patrol system. Kana patinge patina mutemo, variko dziriko nhubu nenharadada dzinogona kupinda nepakasiyana-siyana. Mapatrol system edu munguva ine COVID akawanzwawo, uyezve munhu ari kumamisha mudzimba mumadhorobha ukaudzwa kunzi muenzi akauya kwauri asina tsamba yekuti abva kuanga akachengetedzwa dedza mapurisa, zvinoita kuti vanhu vasanyanye kupoya vachiuya kumba, because vanoziva kuti ikasvika kumba ikoko kunyange vari baba kana mai unogona kubvunzwa nasabhuku kana nevanhu vomunzira kuti iwo abva wanga usimo munyika muno une tsamba here yekuti uchiuya kuzotibata. Saka munhu wese mupurisa wemumwe munhu. Saka izvozvo zvinotipa shungu yekuti upenyu hwako huri parumananzombe. Saka unofanirwa kuona kuti wachengetedza upenyu hwako nevevanhu vari munharaunda mako.
Thank you so much, Dr. Mavaza. Tinotenda. Regai tinzwe kune mudare wedu vanxube vatitaurire mashoko avo ekupedzisira. Vanxube, 30 seconds mashoko enyu ekupedzisira.
Ungakhuluma ngelimi lesiNdebele nxaufuna.
Okay, siyabonga kakhulu. Thina ke ku-disaster management sazi ukuthi akula ndlela okungehlukaniswa ezombusazwe lalezi ezama-disasters. So ke ngenye indlela esikuchoyi ukuthi ohulumende bakithi ngapha bakhala ngokuthi uhulumende we-UK uyabavalela. Bona bevalela kakhulu labo abantu. Siyakuvuma ukuthi kumele abantu bavikelwe emkhuhlaneni, kodwa sithi ake sikhangeleni ukuthi ke kunephulwa ilungelo lolu.
Thank you.
Siyabonga.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ncube. Dr. Nyashanu, 30 seconds.
Yes, what I will urge all the governments in the world is to make sure that if somebody has got a PCR test, they don't need to be detained. They just need to be given some awareness and let them go. And this will reduce the number of people contracting the virus in quarantine. And I think if we do that, that's the best. Social distancing, sanitizing.
Thank you
and
so much.
Also making sure that we are living in a clean environment.
Ndofunga tasvika kwamvura yacheka makumbo. Ndotenda Dr. Matthew Nyashanu, Dr. Frank Guni, Dr. Simba Mavaza, Mr. Ndavali, and Mr. Ncube for the show today. My name is Jonga Kandemiri from Washington, D.C.
And I'm Chris Gande. Let's meet again next week, same time. Good night, Zimbabwe.